Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us to talk about Camp Nisiconi, which is located on F-41 in Skoda, the ranch director there, Mandy Yost. How are you today, Mandy?
I am very well, Kevin. Thank you.
Glad to have you on the program. Now, you know what? When we get to summertime, everybody thinks about camp, and they should think about Camp Nisiconi, because from what we've been talking about, and I know earlier we talked about the big open house you guys had, but it's more than just the open house. You guys are there throughout the summer months, aren't you?
Correct. We have resident camps starting the first full week of July,
mm-hmm.
and it goes until the end of July. And we also offer family camps in addition to that on Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend as well.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk a little bit about, the last time I talked to you guys, I said that, I live right down the road from there, and I've been by it a million times but never been in, and I think that's what a lot of people do with the YMCA camp there. So let's talk a little bit about what do you offer there at Camp Nisiconi?
Well, besides the ranch, Kevin, we offer quite a few amenities. We have a high ropes course. We have an archery and rifle range. We have a group initiative course that offers groups the opportunity for bonding and cooperation and teamwork. We have the waterfront and the beach.
Yeah.
We have the fleet dock, which has an entire regatta of watercraft. We have motorboats, paddle boats, canoes, kayaks, sailboats, so the kids can have exposure to all those different types of activities on the water if they're water people.
Wow. Now, the camp is open to what ages?
Actually, there really isn't a limit in terms of age for children. We take K through 6 for day camp, but we're thinking about opening the camp experience to teenagers for day camp as well.
Okay.
So if anyone has any interest in sending their teenager to day camp from the locale that, they think would benefit their teenager, we truly encourage them to call us and talk about that opportunity. Just because we're local, we want local people to come. We want local people to feel welcome. So we don't want to put any limits to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does.
We really want to try to tailor programs to meet camper needs.
Okay. Now, one of the things you mentioned there was day camp. Is it what it sounds like, camp for a day?
Actually, they are one-week sessions.
Okay.
Campers are encouraged to come for the full 5 days of that week. The hours run from 8 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and two meals are provided. We do serve breakfast and lunch for our day campers, and they get the day camp amenities. They get the similar activities as the overnight campers do. We do offer an overnight program as well, mm-hmm. and those overnight options are available to the local people as well. If they are interested in having their children stay as residents. But the primary purpose of the day camp is to offer local younger children the opportunity to come enjoy camp and experience all the things that we have to offer, too.
Very nice. And now, we were talking before we went on. It's not just the activities you offer, but you offer values, too, there, right?
Well, the YMCA has a longstanding tradition of instilling core values of responsibility, respect, honesty, and caring. And our staff are trained in several different methods to help children learn to incorporate these values in their everyday communication with their cabin mates, with staff, and we truly encourage, by exemplifying ourselves, what it means to be the best person you can be. And what honestly, as a YMCA employee, I was really struck with my experience with the Y and how the staff truly tries to do that.
Hmm.
They truly try to exemplify to the kids that they have under their care what it means to be a good person and what it means to share and what it means to communicate and help one another. One of the big topics that the Girls Youth Village director approached me about this year was how to instill friendships among the campers, among the girls in particular, because she feels like, a week of time for a camper isn't enough to really and still a strong friendship to have it happen naturally. And she says, Mandy, you know, I really want to get into this idea of incorporating friendships and helping them to grow within the amount of time we have allowed. What sort of activities can we do to get that to happen? And so we want to extend that to our day campers as well as our overnight campers and incorporate everyone into that program.
Very nice. Now, how do they become a part of this? Is there a registration thing? How do they get to be a part of the Camp Nisiconi experience?
They can visit www.miymcacamps.org. There's a simple online registration there. Or they can call the camp office, which is in Holly, Michigan. And the number for that is 248-887-4533.
Very nice. Camp Nisiconi, the YMCA camp there, is on F-41, just a little outside of Oscoda there. And I'm sure many people are familiar with it. And hopefully we can make them even more familiar with it. And the kids can get an experience out there. And the ranch director there at Camp Nisiconi, Mandy Yost. Mandy, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, too. And we certainly encourage everyone to come and enjoy our swimming and archery and water slide, the zip line, the sailing, the kayaking, paintball, all of it. Just come. Enjoy. We really appreciate everyone in the local vicinity who supports us, and we welcome everyone to come. Thanks for your time, Kevin. I really appreciate it.